across the airwaves, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy facing a mutiny from within his own party as Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz introduces a motion to remove McCarthy as Speaker. McCarthy saying on X, bring it on. Former President Donald Trump expected back in the New York courtroom as the state continues its case against him and his sons for overvaluing real estate holdings. A judge already ruling there was fraud. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
While it may be one thing to exaggerate for Forbes magazine or a television audience, the attorney general's team said in court they cannot do it while conducting business in the state of New York. Trump's lawyers argued valuing real estate is subjective. One of his attorneys suggested Trump's assets are priceless.
The Michigan Supreme Court has cleared the way for the parents of a teenager who killed four students at a suburban Detroit high school to face trial. This is ABC News. The Nobel Prize in Physics going to three researchers today for their work in peering into the very foundations of everything. The prize for their work on how to spot and study the movements of electrons. One of Hollywood's biggest stars says his face is being stolen.
Most of the world seems to love and trust Tom Hanks, and apparently someone is using his goodwill to make Hanks shill for a product he doesn't endorse. The Oscar-winning actor took to Instagram to warn people that a video going around of him promoting a dental plan is AI, and he has nothing to do with it. Beware, he writes, posting an image from the video that looks to be de-aged.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Apple now says it's figured out why some owners of its new iPhone 15 are saying they're running hot. It's now blaming a software bug that's letting some major apps like Instagram and Uber overload the hardware. Apple says it's working on a fix and promises there won't be any permanent damage to phones. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Three suspects in a string of robberies across Wisconsin are in custody. The alleged thieves are Alan Ritchie, Brandon Riley, and Jade Sprang, all from Nina. Manitowoc police say on September 24th, the suspects narrowly escaped authorities during a robbery at the Walmart at 4115 East Calumet, where they stole over $2,000 worth of stuff. After the escape, Manitowoc PD partnered with Nina Police and the U.S. Marshals. Marshals arrested the trio on September 28th. Authorities believe the three might be part of a bigger organized crime outfit. Owners of Raleigh's Bay Resort say they will not rebuild after last month's devastating fire. A fire on September 5th destroyed much of the resort. The popular vacation spot has been in owner Jewel Peterson Oradnick's family since 1970. She and her husband Bob say that after giving it lots of thought, they've decided to sell the property and retire. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I just went through the last hour. What were the national debt, where it came from, and the budget, and, you know, the fact that the budget, $6 trillion for 2022, and the taxes taken in was $5 trillion, and the only way to fix any of this is to raise the taxes on the wealthy. Let's go to Ryan from Muskego. Good morning to you, Ryan. You say what?
It's actually Brian from Iguanago. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, Brian from Iguanago. Okay, all right. My mistake, Brian from Iguanago.
Thank you very much, girl, for educating me, because I had no idea about the intricacies of the budget and where that money's actually going, and it helps illustrate exactly the point you're trying to prove, that the policies or the budget that the Republicans are trying to omit from the budget or want, you know, taken out of the budget doesn't actually help our deficit in any way. I mean, it does, but it's such a small and insignificant amount. But I also want to say, I honestly really don't understand what CJ even keeps calling in for, because that guy is living on another planet. He just makes up whatever he wants to believe in, just so it fits his narrative, it seems. I find it amusing that.
Brian, the reason, and thank you for calling, man, the reason that I took the time out to, you know, go through these numbers is because it's not just CJ. Even the fact that we just had this, you know, 45-day respite on the budget, because all he did was kick the can down the road. And the truth of the matter is, neither party has the courage to say we've got to raise taxes on the wealthy. The reason that Donald Trump created the $8 trillion deficit, for the most part, that he did, and Sandy Williams, my co-host, talks about it all the time, he lowered the taxes on the wealthy. He's already said that his goal when he gets elected again is to lower the taxes again, to create an even bigger debt. And yet there are people who don't know, and it's the reason why I went through the numbers, you know. So thank you for the call, man. Thank you for listening. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, all of us, includes you, CJ, includes everybody that's right wing, we are the government, and we must never forget that. Two things happened. One, FDR, anyone that made over $3 million was taxed at 90% back in the 30s. You look at your little all the graphs and all the charts that you've talked about this morning, there was no debt until Ronald Reagan.
I know.
Even Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex. Maybe he was talking about the debt and deficit along with that, because that's also when the technology came that made that thing explode. But Eisenhower even had it at 70%, anyone that made over $3 million.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan is the guy who fast-tracked it all.
Ronald Reagan moved it down to 37% from 70% on the uber wealthy, on the rich. So then Jude Wininsky, who was Ronald Reagan's Department of Labor, I believe, he said, we're getting killed by the Democrats because they keep on giving programs like Social Security, Medicare. They keep giving all of this to the people. We are being thought of as the Grinch. So what we need to do is we need to become the tax cut Santa Clauses. And that's what they did. So what they do is when they're in office, and you heard Dick Cheney even say, oh, there is no such thing as debt and deficit. He said that when they were in office. By the way, $3 trillion of that dollars that was on Barack Obama's watch was the $3 trillion that George War criminal did not put for the wars.
So I understand that, Tom. And clearly, when you look at the numbers, as I stated and I said with Obama, and the fact that when Obama came in, we were teetering on, you know, insolvency. And so he had to raise, you know, and invest the money that he invested. And so that there's a reason why. But how do you then look at Donald Trump and the $8 trillion in 1 year? Obama was there for two terms. Trump did this in one term. He actually cost more money, put more money on the debt than any other president in the history. He had one term.
The only negative that I would say about Democratic presidents is that they don't do exactly what you just did, Earl, which is point it out to the people exactly and say the only way we're going to get out of this debt and deficit issue is if we raise taxes on the billionaire class.
Yes.
They're afraid to do it because of money and politics. They don't have the courage to do it. Barack Obama didn't have the courage. Joe Biden doesn't have the courage. They raise it a little bit because they think that's all they can get away with. But you know, just take as an example, Medicare. I mean, over 167,000, they don't pay another dime into Medicare.
You know, Tom, to somehow think that cutting the non-discretionary spending programs is why I took the time out to go over what those things actually are. They're minuscule. Cut them all 50% and you still have no impact on the debt. So as long as Republicans continue to say that and people don't know what the programs are, it's why I took the time out to go through them. You know, people can continue to say, Republicans can continue to say these handouts that we're giving people, we can no longer afford it. You know, that's not the case. Again, when you look at these things, Tom, they have to be addressed. And if people are too cowardly to say that, I don't understand Republicans, you know, Tom, like CJ and others who, in the face of facts, right? These are facts. They didn't come from me. That they don't look at those facts and say, oh, well, yeah, it's, you know, we've been kind of misled, you know, and this has to be fixed because, as CJ constantly talks about truthfully, this $100,000 that every man, woman, child owes, the only way to fix that is to raise taxes on the wealthy. But he won't say that.
That 14% that you're talking about, we got people fighting 20,000 different programs within that 14%.
I know.
So I mean, this is crazy.
And
why don't we stop the military-industrial complex and see if that makes our debt and deficit go down? Let's go ahead and go back to the Reagan, before Reagan taxes, and see what happens then to our debt and deficit Republicans. Let's see what happens. Let's run the experiment. I bet you we're back to a balanced budget. I bet we have no debt.
Hey, Tom, I guarantee you Republicans won't be supporting cutting the taxes on that non-discretionary spending when they find out that Border Patrol agents are part of that non-discretionary spending. You know what I mean?
Oh, they will, Earl. They'll just say that Democrats are still against, you know, border protection. So they'll do it. They'll just say it. Because honestly, if you look at the linear and the correlative effect between the amount of money that the working poor get, you see an increase in crime as it goes down. So when they talk about the return on investment of cutting programs, you're going to see an increase in crime. Because now people have more time on their hands. They're not working. They start committing crime.
Well, you know, Tom, I just hope that, you know, with the information I just provided, again, it's not Earl's information. It came from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And so they're nonpartisan. And they took the time to do the research. And this is the research. And these are the facts, not some facts spouted on Fox News or ONAN or any of those places. These are the facts. Now, let's address it. Let's look at the facts and look at the reality of what we're faced with. There's only one way out, and let's then move forward to doing what is right, Tom. We know what's right, and that's making sure that the people who can afford it now, Tom, these multi-billionaires can afford the little bit of increase, Tom. It's not going to impact their lives whatsoever.
They are hoarders. They're no different than a person that collects papers all the way up to their ceiling. That's what they are. They're hoarders. It's a syndrome. It's a sickness.
Right.
And you know what? I want someone to fact check me also. If anybody out there in radio land, I believe it was 90% over 3 million FDR had, and I believe it was 70% under Eisenhower, 3 million or more.
Yeah, taxes. Taxes on corporations. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like,
Who's up for whitewater rafting and turning stories into souvenirs? Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 85. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 68. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms, high of 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 70. 57, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I've been just worried and biting my fingernails and pacing back and forth and panting because I've been worried about Donald Trump getting reelected. And so if you look at the news media, what you constantly see is Donald Trump is rising. And so those of us who know the inherent dangers of putting that man back in office have been worried. But I was reading this article in the Salon on yesterday, and the commentary really kind of made me take a deep breath. And so what it said was, calm down, everybody. An ugly election is coming. But not to worry. You know why? Because younger voters are going to save us. Calvin, thank you for being young. Hey, you know, it's only, you know, us grizzled old folk who are worried. We run around, oh, no, Donald Trump's going to get reelected. Donald Trump, oh, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And people like Calvin. Hey, Calvin, listen, you and your peers, man, I mean, the chances of you, what are the chances of you and your peers voting for Donald Trump, man?
That's a tough question, to be honest with you. There is a subset of people I know that are just as loony as the old folks.
We don't want to hear that, Calvin.
I know.
Man, I don't want to hear that. Man, But I think that there are younger people, man, who kind of get it. You know, what has Donald Trump offered? What has he said he's going to do to make things better? And the conservatives, what have they said that they're going to do to make things better? We do know that Joe Biden has attempted to address the college debt that young people owe. Donald Trump hasn't said anything about doing that. Has he?
Donald Trump doesn't have any policy that he's stated about anything.
Okay, so you're a young guy. You were able to figure out he doesn't have any policy that will make things better for the future of you and young people. Joe Biden is addressing what's happening with our climate that is a major, should be a major concern to every young person and their existence into the future. You don't see it, Donald Trump, addressing any of those issues. Joe Biden is the infrastructure that has been crumbling and for decades, and people ignored it. And everywhere you look now, whether people like Joe Biden or not, those things are being addressed. So as a young person, I don't see. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So Calvin, when your peers, when there's a conversation, what do they see in Trump?
I don't, the few that have broached the subject with me, I think they...
Their parents?
That's the only thing I can really see. I would hope that at 24 years old, we had a little bit of more independent thinking by now, but it seems like the young people who are bought in don't pay attention and kind of just exist off the propaganda. They hear snippets of Fox News. They see social media posts of 5-second clips of Biden stuttering and they think that's bad. It's very superficial and not engaging with what's happening.
So they're concerned about Biden stuttering. You think they prefer to have a president of the United States who threatens the life of a former general? I mean, is that what's acceptable?
I guess I don't know. That's what a lot of them won't admit to saying to voting for Trump. They'll say they don't like Trump. They think he's crazy. But then in the same breath, they'll say the election was rigged and Biden was too old.
Well, we're going to go through this article a little bit after we come back from break. And I tend to agree with this. Calm down, everybody. An ugly election is coming, but younger voters will save us. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy facing a mutiny from within his own party as Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz introduces a motion to remove McCarthy as Speaker. McCarthy saying on X, formerly Twitter, bring it on. Former President Donald Trump expected back in the New York courtroom as the state continues its case against him and his sons for overvaluing real estate holdings, a judge already ruling there was fraud. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
While it may be one thing to exaggerate for Forbes magazine or a television audience, the attorney general's team said in court they cannot do it while conducting business in the state of New York. Trump's lawyers argued valuing real estate is subjective. One of his attorneys suggested Trump's assets are priceless.
The Michigan Supreme Court has cleared the way for the parents of a teenager who killed four students at a suburban Detroit high school to face trial. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Three suspects in a string of robberies across Wisconsin are in custody. The alleged thieves are Alan Ritchie, Brandon Riley, and Jade Sprang, all from Nina. Manitowoc police say on September 24th, the suspects narrowly escaped authorities during a robbery at the Walmart at 4115 East Calumet, where they stole over $2,000 worth of stuff. After the escape, Manitowoc PD partnered with Nina Police and the U.S. Marshals. Marshals arrested the trio on September 28th. Authorities believe the three might be part of a bigger organized crime outfit. The body pulled from the Menasha Channel on Sunday has been identified. Carolyn Leonard was 36 and from the Wisconsin Dells. She was pulled from the water between the Racine and Taco Street bridges on Sunday around 5 p.m. by the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department. The investigation is in progress.
Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
All right, that's what I got to do. Keep my head to the sky. 844-967-2789. You know, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I've been, you know, just constantly worried about the outcomes of this election, as I'm sure many of you have. And the more you kind of weigh things and the more worried we become, because, you know, you just don't know. And it is, it's really ridiculous that we're even at this point when you've got a man facing 91 felony accounts. I mean, counts. 91 felony counts, and he's in court right now as we speak. That man could even possibly have a chance to become the president of the United States again is just mind-blowing. But this is where we are today. And it's why I have this fear. And many of you have the fear. But we've got Michael Moore, who had some things to say about why we shouldn't be as afraid. And let's go to the phone lines. And let's go Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm in kind of the same boat, too, that I'm not – all I do, I am concerned, but not like frightened. Basically, if you just look back, remember last election cycle, there was going to be this giant red wave, and all the polls were showing a giant red wave, which turned to be a little ripple.
Right.
I really believe that will happen again. I think the way the Republicans are, going about the whole abortion thing, I think there's a lot of women, like even in Texas, where they're looking at, you know, completely stripping women of their privacy and wanting to know even their menstrual cycles and all this kind of stuff. I think the populace is not going to put up with this, that he will not win. And I think a lot of others are going to go down with him.
Hey, Tom, I hope you're right. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to my friend Sharky from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Sharky. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. And the show sounds great. And the Racine group says thumbs up, and they want to see you again.
All you have to do is invite us. We'll be there, man.
You betcha, and that we'll work on that. And
okay.
Hey, listen, you brought up Mr. Trump's situation with the Mike Milley, the threat.
Yes,
and it's very shocking. It should be shocking to every one of us in America. And what I will tell you, as of 5 p.m. this last Friday, not one Wisconsin U.S. congressperson made any note about that threat or that situation. So basically, all of our Wisconsin U.S. Congresspersons did not comment or enter into the discussion.
And they're hiding
behind it.
And so, Sharky, for what maybe people don't know what he said, here's what he said. He said that General Milley should be killed. How is it possible that a man who was once the president of the United States, the commander in chief, that can say that publicly, Sharky, and that doesn't register with people. This is the fear that I have, is that people are so desensitized to who this man is that he can say all manner of things. Who in their right mind, no other president in the history of this nation has made such a statement, and yet Donald Trump has, and Republicans have not called for him to demand it that he apologize for making that kind of a threat?
Well, you know, do you remember back when the Women's March was?
And
it was before the – so – there was a big crowd in front of the church where he had that infamous Bible standing upside down.
And
he
backwards.
Excitedly and backwards. Okay, well, that would fit. That would fit. Okay. So Mark Milley was in the group, and he later apologizes, but the president, the then president, was so angry because they weren't herding the people out quick enough for him so he could get that perfect upside-down Bible shot, all right? He asked, and between Bill Barr and Milley, if they could use their special crowd-clearing device, which I won't mention, but it was electronics,
right,
to try to send the crowd by electronics because the president's holding the Bible upside down.
Yeah, it's a cattle prod. So that's what Trump wants. But again, this is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Sharkey.
The Savannah is worse than sparking deal. What is it called? A taser?
Yes.
It was more so cattle prod. But what they were talking to Savannah syndrome. It's been a troubled issue for the last 3 or 4 years. Nobody wants to address this thoroughly and figure out what's really being done.
So let me ask you, you're a former law enforcement officer. When you hear a guy who's running for president of the United States make that and say that publicly, shouldn't that eliminate him for even running for office?
He should be in bracelets.
Yes. That's the fear I'm talking about, Sharkey. The fact that he gets away with that.
And they say we're too lenient on other people. Come on now. You know, I mean, he started it back in the day when he said, I could shoot someone in the face.
Yeah.
In New York. What is wrong with him?
What's wrong with the people who support him? Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Well, one of the things I'd like to say is this. We have started hearing from this Creighton again every day, and it's spread all over the major news networks. And he is getting, again, already millions, probably tens of millions of dollars in free publicity to simply spread his lies via major news networks.
Right.
You know, and yeah, okay, the news networks say, yeah, you know, this is false and so on and so forth. But he gets to say this again and again, and his followers, his cult, hears it again and again. And they, you know, kneel and bend over and worship. And unless the major news networks stop covering this and start saying, we're not going to give this guy free publicity anymore. I mean, this happened in 2000, starting in 2015, going through, the 2016 election. And we know how well that turned out for America.
But Jack,
the legitimate news has got to stop covering this guy and simply saying he's a criminal and he's indicted and that's it.
Yeah, but how can they not cover making a threat to a former joint chief, a joint chief of staff? You know, and now that former joint chief of staff has to by security. I mean, when do we say enough of this is enough, Jack? And this is why I'm saying my concern is that with all of this craziness, he's still got all of these people who support him. So it's not him, it's the people that support him.
He's giving them so-called, you know, his reason. Oh, this general should be executed,
right,
because he's a traitor and so on. And he keeps saying, you know, he keeps giving explanations and reasons for it. And what the major networks have to do is they've got to stop covering him directly and saying, this is what he said today, and this is outrageous.
Right.
It should not happen in America. Instead of giving him a platform to preach his lies and his propaganda all over the legitimate media. I mean, fine, you know, Fox News and Breitbart and
Newsmax. Oh, Onan and Newsmax. Yeah, you understand those. You know, we know who those people are. But you're right. Regular nightly news and those kinds of things should not be covering this man.
Then what they should be doing is saying, okay, this is what he said, but not giving him the platform to say it, so he can say he should be, you know, he's a traitor. He shouldn't be allowed on major news platforms to say our justice system is corrupt, because it, you know, okay, are there some bad people? And yes, there are. But the vast majority of our justice system in America works. Saying our elections are corrupt. You know, he does this again and again and again, and he keeps those acolytes in bowing down and believing what he says. And, you know, instead of allowing him a full platform to give his own so-called explanation.
But Jack, doesn't it bother you that he can make and say those kinds of things, and the people who support him don't say, well, I draw the line at you saying that a former Joint Chief of Staff should be killed? I mean, where do they draw the line?
It bothers me.
Huh?